It's a very sombre dressing room that we're in now. You know, it's been a challenge to get back to the level that we had in the National League, and we took a few games in the last few weeks to get a bit of confidence back again, and I thought that confidence was very much back on the back of the result against Mayo. But look, at we were meeting an established team who are no strangers to All-Ireland quarterfinals, semi-finals and winning them. So we had a tough battle out there today, and I felt that we did well up to the 60th minute or so, keeping in touch. And when you consider that we held David Clifford and Sean O'Shea, pretty meagre return for their standards, we would have thought we had a reasonable chance of finishing the game out. But I suppose we weren't efficient enough and clinical enough ourselves, and it's not hard to guess that 10 points won't win many championship matches in Croke Park. Look, at, I mean, when you lose in this situation, it's easy to make those things a reality or a narrative that fits well. I can't say for certain, because I felt that we were okay going into the game. Look, people pick up their injuries or niggles and all the rest of it, and they get over it and they try to go on. So, you know, because Kerry pulled away, it seemed to be that you could suggest that. But I'm not sure. I think if we'd been more clinical, as I say, with our own possession, then the gap wouldn't have widened, and it could have been a nip and tuck game to the very end. And I feel that if we'd have kept it sort of as a point game or no more than that at any stage, we'd have felt pretty good going into the last 2 or 3 minutes. Once it started to open out into, you know, 3 points against a team like Kerry, and the way the modern game's played, people can keep ball and you've got to go after it. And if you go after it, it takes a lot more energy to go after it, and you're more prone to leaving yourself open at the back. So, look, it's if you allow yourself to be in a place where you need scores in a short space of time at the end of a game now, then you're going to have a lot of trouble a lot of the time. I'd say it was reasonable. Obviously, if you win Division 1 of the league, that's something to be happy about. Disappointing in Ulster in the championship, disappointing in the round games. But the fact that we survived to reach a quarter-final here today, I suppose, makes it reasonable as well. But obviously, highly disappointing. We did intend to be back for a few more games here, at least one, and maybe two, and that's not happening. And that's very disappointing, because it's a long time to the beginning of the new season. And, you know, it looks so far away now for everybody involved. But that's life in sport now. It's going to be over in there in the first half of the year, unless Jarvis gets in some new rules in here for putting the All-Ireland back to September. I suppose the nature of our defeats was the big thing. It wasn't just that we were beaten. We were beaten badly by Donegal and Armagh. And we had a crazy kind of a battle with Galway in terms of losing the man and all of that. So I wouldn't see it as such a bad outcome. And we know now where Galway are, so they're a pretty useful side that we were up against that day. So, yeah, it is disappointing. But look at, you know, that's life at this level. You give it your best shot. When you believe you have people of the quality required to go to the top, then you like to be getting as close to that top as possible, and we didn't get close enough this year, so it's going to be very disappointing, all told. Kerry wouldn't be Kerry if they weren't able to adapt and adjust to the way the game's going. They can be innovative, and they can be stubborn, and they can be all those things that's required in the modern game, and they are open-minded enough to know that if the game and the trend of the game changes, then you better change with it, or you're not going to get with the results you want. So I think Kerry wouldn't be behind the door and seeing what needed to be done and implementing it.